Welcome to the Cardinals Podcast with Rob Raines. Conversations with players, coaches, writers, broadcasters, or anyone in the know with Cardinal baseball. And afterwards, head over to stlsportspage.com for breaking St. Louis sports news, game stories, and features. Now, here's your host, Missouri Sports Hall of Famer, Rob Raines.
Hey, welcome to the STL Sports Page Cardinal Podcast. Our first guest, Cardinal second baseman Colton Wong. Colton, thanks for joining us.
Of course, no problem.
Give us a little bit about, I know every spring's a little different for every player. How's this spring been for you so far compared to some of the past ones?
I mean, I think just a different atmosphere kind of going on around the clubhouse. You know, obviously with Schultz, you know, in command and whatnot, it's just, you know, things are rolling along, man. It's a new thing for us, but it's been going smooth.
What have you noticed that's different?
Just the, you know, how the morale of the whole clubhouse. You know, it's just a lot more free, a lot more guys being able to just be themselves and go out and, you know, take care of business. You know, everybody's been here, you know, with a mission in mind, and, you know, we're not really focused on each other or on ourselves. We're more focused on, you know, us as a team.
And why do you think there were some issues with that in the past?
I don't know. That's something that, you know, we're going to keep in the clubhouse, and, you know, that's how it's going to stay.
I got one of the other changes, of course, that the team made over the winter was spring, and Jeff Albert is the new hitting coach.
Yeah. You've
had a chance to work with him now for a little while. What changes have you seen from him?
Jeff's just a guy who loves to simplify things. You know, at this level of the game, I think everybody at this level who's made it to the big leagues is good enough to play here. So it's about simplifying and understanding how to put somebody in the best situation for them to succeed. And Jeff's really good at doing that, really good at making sure that you know how good you are. And, you know, with a few little tweaks here and there, we can, you know, make you the player you want to be.
Because I know you've played long enough now, too, that you know yourself.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, you've kind of established what kind of player you're going to be and what you need to do to be successful. But still having some new opinions from the outside,
yeah,
can't really hurt, right?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, you know, it's just going to help me grow as a player and as a person and continue to, you know, push my game to another level. You know, I'm never a guy who's satisfied with where I'm at. I always want to get better in every single aspect of the game. So definitely adding a new guy, regardless of, you know, hitting, defense, whatnot, I'm excited to pick their brains and see how good I can get.
Speaking of picking brains, I noticed that your locker arrangement here in spring training at least has you next to Paul Goldschmidt.
Yeah.
That's somebody you've already had a chance to
interact
with a little bit.
Absolutely. I mean, Paul's, you know, been super open with everybody who's come up to him and just asked questions. I mean, you know, you can't blame guys to go up and ask him, you know, a hitting or just how, you know, what he does to get ready, because this guy, you know, when we were playing him in Arizona, you just could see he was always prepared, always locked in, always trying to figure out how to beat us. And now that he's on our team, you know, we're trying to figure out how to get that, you know, implemented in our brains.
Visiting with Colton Wong here on the Cardinals Podcast on stlsportspage.com. And a couple more minutes here with Colton. What about any specific goals or things that you came down here to Florida with an intention to try to work on this spring?
You know, just constantly getting better. But, you know, I'm really focused on my body right now, just trying to figure out, you know, how to stay healthy. You know, I think that's the biggest thing that everybody talks about is, you know, playing the big leagues isn't the toughest part. It's about, you know, not getting hurt and, you know, being able to be consistent there. And that's been a thing for me is, you know, I always get to these stages where I have, you know, a good little stretch and then a little minor injury comes up and whatnot. So if I can figure out a way to just kind of avoid those and, you know, keep that, I guess, my body moving, you know, that's the biggest thing for me.
Well, that's another thing that you probably learned, how to tweak a little bit over there, when to push and when to pull back a little bit.
A little bit. The hard thing for me is that's just how I play. You know, I'm a guy who I play 100% every single day. You're never going to see me take a play off or take an inning off or an at bat or anything. I'm always there trying to compete, trying to, you know, put my best foot forward for the fans because, you know, at the end of the day, they're paying to watch us go out there and put on a show, so I want to give it to them.
And I know, too, of course, last year we make it a secret about your goal to win a gold glove.
Yeah.
It didn't happen. You were close. Didn't happen. Yeah. Is that still kind of something that drives you a little bit?
For sure. You know, I think if you play this game, you don't have, you know, those kind of goals set. You know, you're kind of doing it for no reason. You know, we're all here for a reason to get better and to prove how good we are as players. So that's definitely a goal that I'm always going to have. Regardless if I win one, I'm going to want two. And when I win two, I'm going to want 10. You know, that's just how it goes. And I want to be the best second baseman that I can be.
And I know collectively that's the goal of the team is to get back into the postseason where you haven't been for 3 years.
Exactly. And I think, you know, not being there the past 3 years has definitely eaten at a lot of guys who have been there. You know, for me, the first 3 years of my career was postseason. So to go from that to not making it the past 3 years has definitely, you know, opened my eyes to realize how important it is to be there and just how much I missed being in the postseason.
And I think, too, collectively, you saw what the team was missing – the last couple of years. No. You were close. You know, obviously you were in the race in September, just didn't work out at the end of the year. No. But maybe now you've got what you need to kind of make that final push.
Oh, for sure. And I think, you know, that's the biggest thing is last year, you know, you look at that team that we had and it was like, okay, you know, we got a good team. But obviously, you know, there's a few pieces that are missing that could push us to that next level. And, you know, what Mo and, you know, the front staff did is they went out and they got us those pieces. And, you know, now it's there's no excuses. It's go out there and, you know, let's perform for St. Louis and let's bring a World Series back for this team.
Thanks for the
absolutely, no problem.